Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Big Blue Nation. It's time for Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080. Now, here's every Wildcat's best friend, Michael Bennett, alongside Shannon the Dude.
Hello, Big Blue Nation. This is Just the Cats. My name is Michael Bennett. Hope everybody's doing well on this Friday. I'm looking forward to the weekend. I'm going to be leaving a little later on, head down to Knoxville, and hopefully bring back home a win like I'm doing anything with it. But if you'd like to give us a call, you can call me at 502-571-1080, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. Shannon the Dude's with me. He's in... I thought he would have been in a good mood.
I am. No, I'm in a good mood.
Well, you're a little irritated right now, and quite honestly, I can't blame you, because you officially told me you can't find anybody to go on vacation with you.
Well, I got a vacation coming up. Well, let's see. When is it? Not week after next, right?
Yes.
And I can't find anybody to go. It's unbelievable. Like, I've got a lot of friends.
Yes.
But they're all tied up with other things. And well, I just took a few days vacation a couple of weeks ago by myself, and it sucked. And I'm like, nobody can get off work, or they got kids.
Drinking by yourself. I mean, there's all kinds. That's why so many songs are written out there. You'll be drinking by yourself.
Well, maybe
so.
I'll write a song.
I think you should.
Something good will come out of this. I'll have me a top 40 hit after 2 weeks from now.
Exactly. And then you can go have all kinds. But I'm telling you right now, if you did a Twitter poll, would anybody go with Shannon the Dude
we're not
on
doing
vacation?
That. I'm not,
I know
no,
you're not going to do
no.
that. I'm not asking you to.
No, I'm not going for two. I'm not going for a week to Florida with Kentucky Joe. That wouldn't work out.
Gosh. Well, he doesn't even call this show anymore. Michael, I can't get Matt upset now. I can't call your show and get Matt will be upset. It's like, what? So, anyway, I love Kentucky Joe, but yeah, he doesn't want to call me because he doesn't want to get mad.
I'm just saying, I wish I had a friend who had a place by the beach and was like, hey, man, come on down. You can stay for free. My friends are like, nope, sorry. Got to go clean the lint out of my belly button tonight. Can't go.
Oh, my gosh. God. Well, you got a girlfriend. Why? What is Sarah's excuse this time?
She can't get off work.
She's supposed to have vacation.
She hasn't taken hardly any. I don't think she's taken a day vacation this entire year.
Well,
now, what kind of employer is that?
It's not a very good one, I'm going to tell you that, because there are laws against that. She's got to be...
Are there laws against that?
I believe there are.
I don't think there are.
I think... Really? I thought there were laws that said, listen, your employees have to have vacation, a certain amount of vacation time, or if you do offer it to them, they have to take them within a... I don't know if it's...
I think you're making up things now.
Well, I should. I enjoy making up things because that's the majority of what my life is like.
Yeah.
I make my life up as it goes. But, all right, so tomorrow... I think I'm looking forward to the game. I'm trying to force myself to. But here's the one thing I keep asking in my mind. Because, you know, when we were talking with David Keith the other day, Tennessee basketball, which he, you know, he
was. That was yesterday,
all,
yeah.
Was it yesterday? Okay. He was all goo gooey about the basketball team and Rick Barnes. Now, if we had our choice, because evidently, according to a lot of the reporters out there within the SEC, the gateway to an SEC championship this 2020 and 21 season is through Tennessee. So my question to you, Shannon.
Now, who says that?
There's been a lot of people that are picking Tennessee.
Just because David Keith said it?
No.
He's a Hollywood actor. What does he know?
It is funny. There were a couple of people that I talked to yesterday said you were kind of goo-gooey over him. So,
who, you?
No, it wasn't me. It was other people.
No. They said that you were goo-gooey over
him? No, that you were.
I was?
Yeah. That you were excited.
I barely even said anything.
Okay, fine. But all right,
I must have been listening to the wrong interview.
Get back to the subject at task right now. So if you had your choice, because, yes, there are people that are picking Tennessee to win the SEC in basketball for this upcoming season. If we had our choice between UK winning against Tennessee down in Knoxville, or if we had our choice to sweep Tennessee in basketball, what do you think everybody would pick?
I think our pick would be to win in both sports.
It's 2020. You only get one choice.
No. Who says?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Why are you going to limit us? Why are you going to limit Kentucky to only beating them in one sport?
I'll be the first person to say right there, I would rather beat Tennessee in everything. I just would. I don't care what, even the debate team. I would rather beat them up and down on the debate team than hear them talk about, well, at least we beat you.
But beating Tennessee doesn't mean anything more to you than beating, let's say, Cal Poly State, right? Because it's not a rival, according to you. So it doesn't make any difference.
No. I still dislike Tennessee. I will, forever in my life, I will like them. Yeah, we got to win some games for it to become a rivalry. We just do. So I think it is a pretty good rivalry when it comes to basketball, and it's becoming more and more a better rivalry. But as far as football, it's not a rivalry. It's just not. As much as you want to make fun of me for saying that.
It's not just me. It's everybody.
They're
all laughing at you.
Okay, fine. Laugh at me all you want. We've got to beat them more on a consistent basis. The good news is if we win tomorrow, Mark Stoops is going to be right there tied with Fran Kersey on the win-loss record. So he'll be 46-46.
It feels like he's won more than that, though, to
Doesn't
me.
Doesn't it, though?
I don't know.
It does. Right now, as it stands, he is 45-46. So he will tie.
If you told me, guess Stoops' overall record, I would say he's over 500.
Yeah. It feels
Wouldn't you,
that
if
way.
You didn't know that, if you didn't have no. that stat in front of you, it feels right. like he's won more games than he's lost. I guess not.
No, not at all. I mean, you look at it, Fran Kersey, I'll show you right here, was 47-51, losing record. And he had some unbelievable teams. Bear Bryant, of course, is the leader at 16-23. So he'll be 14 games away from tying Bear Bryant for all-time wins. And you got to believe that he's going to get to that point.
Yeah, I think he will. I think so too. He's going to be here a while, as long as he wants to be here.
Very much so. I think the chance of Mark Stoops leaving Kentucky, I would have felt like the place he would have gone to is back to Florida State.
Yeah.
And I think that the fact that the Seminoles passed him up this last time might have put a little bit of a little negativity towards him going back there ever. I think he's become comfortable here. I mean, after all, USA Today put out their ranking of the highest paid coaches in college football, and Mark Stoops ranks 15th.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, why would he go right now? He's got it made right here at Kentucky.
He does. The pressure to win at Kentucky is not near the amount of pressure he would feel at other schools like a Florida State.
And, you know, he came here and he built this program up. It wasn't like he just came right into an Alabama job or something like that where you got a long history of winning. So, I mean, what Stoops has done here has sort of been his own creation. So why would you want to leave that behind?
Yeah, it's just barely short of phenomenal, because nothing against Joker Phillips, but I guess everything.
Now, Kentucky football was a blank canvas when Stoops came.
Yes.
And he's built it up to what it is right now, which is a very competitive SEC team.
Right. And I'll give Rich Brooks all the credit in the world. He was building it up without any hesitation. He was doing a great job, and then Joker comes in and just destroyed it. And I know that Mark Stoops, if you ever ask him about that, he just shakes his head. He doesn't have anything to say. He's disappointed because he loved Joker Phillips. But now you come in here, and you're right. He had a blank canvas and built it up. This is, without any other type of definition, Mark Stoops football program.
Yeah, we got to get to a break here, but you mentioned disappointed. Are you getting disappointed in your Tampa Bay Rays?
Yeah.
What's going on? They had a 3-0 lead, 3-0 lead.
Right.
Now it's 3-2. Are you getting nervous?
Yeah. No, not getting nervous. I am nervous. Yeah. This is exactly what I would have probably predicted, because I just can't stand the Astros. I think they are now the most hated baseball team in
the MLB. I don't think there's any question about that. But how about my Braves, huh? 10-2 last night. Good bounce back win.
Yeah. To that absolute destroy.
Well, come on, 10-2. That's a blowout.
Yeah, it is a blowout.
So we blew them right back out.
The first inning last the game before.
Well, that doesn't matter. You know, we wanted to give them one. It didn't feel right that night.
It didn't. Okay. No. That's your excuse right there, and you're sticking to it. Well, it was a good game. I mean, between the Astros and the Rays, they got to quit letting the Astros score first. I mean, somehow our bats have disappeared. Our pitching is not doing as great as it was. And the Astros, I kind of feel like they figured out the Tampa Bay Rays pitching.
I guess Walker Buehler and his painted-on pants are going to start tonight. I think that's what I heard.
Is he really? Oh, yeah. Boy. I wonder if he'll get any questions about that. Is there any way I can get credentialed and ask again?
That would definitely be your question. I mentioned you on KSR the other day because we were talking about this, and somebody said, hey, Walker, did you know that Walker Buehler's pants was trending on Twitter? And he got mad and walked out of the press conference. I said, you know what? That is the Michael Bennett of the Dodgers press right there.
Okay, so should you not? I think the question was valid. If it's the number
of course
one,
you do. Of
the
course
number
you do.
One trending thing in America, don't you think you should ask about
it? Was it number one? I didn't see if it went to number one.
I believe it was number one.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't, I mean, when it's something like that, don't you think somebody should ask that question? And if they're asking me that question, maybe the timing's off because you just lost.
I didn't know that it was trending. But yeah. I will say, when I watch a game, I don't normally notice the player's butt sticking out.
I don't.
But Walker Buehler, man, it's like you couldn't even you didn't have to look for it. It was just there.
Right. Exactly.
He looked like he had some booty pants on, some yoga pants.
Please don't bend over to pick up anything. Have your first baseman come over and pick everything up for you and be done with it. But all right, let's go ahead and take our first break. If you're looking for that cup of coffee this morning, there's only one place to go, and that's the Coffee Zone. Go see my good friends Craig and Diana Bishop at Westport Village. It's only less than 2 minutes off the Waterson Expressway right there at Westport Road. They're on the corner of Westport and Her Lane at the Westport Village Shopping Center. That's the Coffee Zone. They roast their own beans, got more sugar-free flavors. You know everything I see every day about them. They're a great cup of coffee, priced right, and take care of local people. So that's the Coffee Zone. We'll be right back. A lot more to talk about today. Plus, you know, we got to talk about some football. Tomorrow, we play in Tennessee. I'm looking forward to it. Just the Cats.
Now this kind of day, thanks for listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
Now, I know that's Dylan. Is that his band or is that him by himself? That's
Jacob Dylan, Bob Dylan's son. Yeah. You want to know an underrated band from the 90s, the Wallflowers.
Oh, I loved them.
They were awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, they were one of my go-to bands back then when I would be listening to my little Walkman CD player.
Yeah.
So, yeah, which nobody has those anymore. But anyway.
People had Walkmans back then, yeah.
Well, yeah, oh, yeah, I loved them. But I'm still in amazement that you, of all people, Shannon T. Dude, cannot find one person to go hang out with you. And the sad part about it, the last resort, is that you're asking me now to go hang out with
I'm not asking you.
Okay, fine. See, I knew you wouldn't want to admit that publicly.
I'm not asking you.
And I don't blame
Look at you making stuff up on the radio. Why would I ask you to go?
All right, so.
You got a radio show to do.
I do have a radio show. Good news for UK's defense. Mark Stoops said yesterday on his media conference after practice that Josh Pascal practiced yesterday, Shannon. You know, he kind of injured his – sprained his knee last weekend against the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
And hasn't practiced all week, and yet he was out there on the field yesterday yupping it up. And so it makes you feel good for the defense because the one person we need out there is Josh Pascal.
That's right, Chaz Pickle. Good to have him back out there, as you like to call him, Chaz Pickle. I mean, he is a big part of the team, so we're going to need him out there for sure.
Do you think it's funny that all the players were making fun of him, that he had that interception yet couldn't run it back all the way for a touchdown?
No, I'm just happy we get an interception. Are you kidding me? You're going to make fun of the guy for not making it back and making it a pick six?
The other part that's really good, the big wide receiver that Eddie Grant had been talking about before the season started, Bryce Oliver, was practicing yesterday, too. He's the one that has that lingering hamstring issue, which can be just the worst thing to try and get rid of. So if you're talking about getting your offense going – I know we've relied on, and he's done a phenomenal job, Josh Ali is who I'm talking about. But Bryce Oliver and getting another wide receiver out there that Terry Wilson can connect to, I think it's going to add a lot of pressure off of the offense, and especially Terry Wilson, knowing he's got a couple of targets that he can throw to.
Yeah, do you think they're going to try to throw the ball down the field a little bit or just stick to what they've been doing? I mean, it's been working, I guess. It worked last week just fine.
Well,
it's all going to fall on the defense, really, again, I think, this week.
It was all defense last week.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's going to come down to that again this week.
Listen, let's talk about that, because what are the keys to Kentucky winning the game tomorrow? I really believe, this is the one thing Jeremy Pruitt has actually done a really good job down there. The last time that Tennessee really was winning was when Phil Fulmer was the head coach. And the thing that he really was stringent on is getting the big dudes, the big beef, on the line. So he's done a really good job, Jeremy Pruitt, of recruiting big players on the defensive line as well as on the offensive line. I really think, Shannon, that's where the game's going to win. We've got to figure a way to rush their quarterback like we did last weekend, because that's going to make Jarrett really rush throwing the ball, because he's really good about throwing it downfield. And they talk about that quite a bit, how successful he has been throwing it down the field. And, of course, he's got a big target to throw it to. We're going to see a wide receiver that's just as good as a kid down at Auburn. His name is Josh Palmer. And you know what? That's what I'm scared about the most. When I hear they have at least one really good wide receiver, then I start going, oh, no.
Yeah.
It's going to happen again. It's going to be Auburn all over again.
Just got to keep pressure on. Is it Garantano? How do we officially
Garantano.
Say it? Garantano.
David Keith corrected me yesterday because I said Garantano.
Yeah.
And he said, no, Michael, it's Garantano.
Well, he always seems to have a good game against Kentucky regardless of what
for
his name is.
Reason.
So we got to keep pressure on him. Play lockdown defense like they did last week. It doesn't have to be perfect like last week. You can't expect the defense to go out there every week and pitch a shutout. But if it's similar to that, more so what we saw against Mississippi State and less like what we saw the first two games of the season, as long as we can do that and have the offense play a clean game, no unnecessary turnovers, I feel great about the game.
Well, and that's one of the things that Garantano does. He does fumble a lot. He did against Georgia, and he does in a couple other games. So you feel like, okay, if we can get some turnovers, then that puts the offense in a great position and gets them back out there and makes Tennessee be back on their heels. So you hope that happens. Here's the crazy stat that I found yesterday is the fact that according to Saturday Down South, they ranked the top 14 quarterbacks in the power rankings. Terry Wilson, unfortunately, ranks at 10th out of 14. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right. Garantano ranks 12th.
So there you go, according to the 14. Numbers right there. I think it's proven we got the best quarterback.
I like that. Slam on the desk.
It's my gavel. Court is in session.
At least it didn't squeal. But, yeah, I feel like, okay, maybe we have a shot, but is it going to be one of those games where we make Garantano look like a great quarterback again?
I'm just wondering how many times we're even going to throw the ball. I think the running game has worked. I know you think it's one-dimensional. I don't care if it's one-dimensional, two-dimensional, three-dimensional. It doesn't make any difference to me. Just win the game. And I think you win the game on the ground.
Well, with the package coming out that our good friend the package coming out with our good friend Ryan Lemon, you know, getting that little bit of information, do you think that when it becomes a passing situation, they bring in Joey Gatewood instead of Terry Wilson?
Well, you can't do that. Then you're showing your hand. I mean, if you do that, you don't think the defense is going to pick up on that?
Well, it might work a couple of times. I mean, you never know. I mean, he is just as good a scrambler.
Fool me
so
once,
they say.
Shame on you. Fool me
so
twice. You can't get
shame
fooled again.
Me.
No, that's what Bush said. You can't get fooled again.
What was that from? I forgot all about that.
That was Bush.
That's right. Yeah. That's what it was. Oh, my God.
He said, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. You can't get fooled again.
He was quoting Roger Daltrey of The Who. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Can't get fooled again. Yeah. So I just feel like, okay, we've got to do something to be able to win this ball game, because I really think the pressure is more on Mark Stoops than it is Jeremy Pruitt. If you look at this, Jeremy Pruitt, it's only his second year or third year down there at Tennessee.
I don't know. I'm not counting Jeremy Pruitt's years at Tennessee.
I'm not even interested. So, I feel like we got to win this game. I just feel like we do. If we do, then guess what? We are Big Blue Nation is back full mode football. That's what I think.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So, we're back at that point.
Yeah, I really believe so. Then we have a great week to talk football next week when we get ready for Georgia. All right, let's take our next break. If you'd like, give us a call, 502-571-1080 or tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. We'll be right back, Just the Cat.
Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
If you want to give us a call, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. So, Shannon, let's talk about a little bit of basketball just for a second. I know we got Tennessee tomorrow, but you know we haven't heard anything on Olivier Saar. We did get some great news yesterday from UK, or at least for women's basketball at UK, and Matthew Mitchell. Maryland transfer 6'4" center Olivia Owens has been granted immediate eligibility.
Yeah.
And she's the young lady from Maryland. So we're still waiting on the Auburn transfer, Robin Benton, and the Tennessee transfer, Jasmine Mazengale. So you think now, because
I don't know what to think. You tried to explain that to me the other day. I will say, Tom Leach and Matt Jones both explained it so easily. I mean, we all understood what we were talking about when they explained it, but for some reason, when you tried to explain it, it was like talking to this wall.
Well, let me ask you this, though. You know, make fun of me all you want, but let me ask you this. You think there is a chance Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC, was just trying to stall because of the fact he knew that the NCAA was going to make this rule change for an extra year of eligibility for the winter athletes?
Why would he stall?
Because here's why. If he had approved it, a lot of the other coaches, athletic directors would say, oh, Greg Sankey's favoring UK. Because here's this rule.
Because that happens all the time, right? Usually the rules go against Kentucky if we're going to go back and look through history.
But is there a chance? Listen, I'm with you. I think there's more UK rules and fouls and everything that they've created that are against UK than they have for UK. But do you feel like maybe that's what he – because there has been a few people that have said we should hear today about Olivier Saar.
Why should we hear today? Why is it today?
I don't know. It's just their prediction. So I don't know if they got a little inside information or if they
I like that you have a Sankey conspiracy theory going on here.
Well, I mean, do you think that is the fact? Do you think he stalled this because he knew the NCAA was going to approve this? Now that gives him a clear and present way to say, okay, my hands are tied. I've got to clear Olivier Saar to play for UK.
I don't know. You're even more of a conspiracy theorist than I am bringing
maybe
up these things.
Maybe I am.
I don't know if I can get on board with that or not.
Okay.
I mean, maybe. But, I mean, there's a lot of maybes in life.
Yes.
There's maybes every day.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not so sure that I believe that he was stalling for that purpose.
Okay.
You do, though. Okay.
I'm just wondering. No, I don't know if I believe that or not. But
well,
maybe
take a stance here. You're asking
me
to take a stance. You take a stance on it. Was he stalling or not?
I think he was.
Okay.
I think he was.
Conspiracy theory Bennett.
It would make sense, though. You got to believe he's got a lot of friends in the NCAA. And he's been talking to the NCAA about this situation because he's got to wait until the NCAA approves some of these players, Olivier Saar being one of them. And with this ruling that they have in the SEC, you kind of feel like, well, maybe he was stalling to make him not look so bad. That he was favoring UK or not favoring UK.
Okay.
There you go.
You're making Sankey the bad guy.
Let's talk about a couple things, because I know you just tweeted out a gender reveal party, that video, that's absolutely ridiculous.
You know how I feel about gender reveal parties, don't you?
Same way I do.
I hate them, but this one did make me laugh. I mean, you need to go check it out on Twitter. You got a couple of inflatable babies, a girl baby and a boy baby.
Right.
And they come out into this makeshift boxing ring that's been set up in these people's front yards, and then they box it out, and then whichever one wins, that's the reveal of which gender the baby is going to be. It's so stupid.
Yeah, but it was. They should have fought a lot more. I mean, to me,
yeah,
you got to
drag it out
there
a little bit, right? Maybe
yes.
Maybe go a couple of rounds.
Exactly. I mean, you got to show the baby over in the corner slugging down a beer or something, a little Shannon the Dude brew and something like the other one doing some Halsoppel beer. I mean, come on.
But then, you know, that wouldn't fit into the TikTok time frame. Don't you have to? TikTok videos have to be a certain time, don't they?
Don't even talk to me about TikTok. There is nothing good about TikTok. That is the dumbest app I've ever been around.
Well, you're not exactly their target demo. So I think they're okay if you say that.
Okay, fine. I just feel like it's just too silly. I mean, I can go ahead and take a picture or video of me in some sweatpants and a sweatshirt, and then boom, guess what? I'm in a tuxedo. Hey! It's just the dumbest thing I've ever seen. How is that not dumb? I don't get it.
Well, I don't know, okay. Man. It's not for us, though. It's not even for me.
No.
This is for TikTok's for teens, right?
Yeah. Yeah, or tweens at that.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I just long gone are the days where you could just say, hey, everybody, it's a boy or it's a girl. Now you got to have a whole production going on in your front yard with inflatable babies and a boxing ring to show everybody what gender your baby is going to be.
And you know what's getting worse on top of that is the commitment videos.
Oh.
So, yeah. I don't know if you've seen the commitment video. It's kind of going a little bit on the viral side. It's a young, I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to throw him under the bus, but it's really bad. It's a young man, defensive end out of Georgia. And he did this whole 4 or 5, 6 minute video of him picking his final seven.
You talking about Christian Zachary?
I wasn't going to say his name.
I mean, my gosh, it's out there. Why?
Yeah.
Why not say his name?
Because I'm going to make fun of him.
You're not breaking news here. I mean,
well,
this has been out all over the place.
All right.
And they've got his name posted.
I think it's only getting worse. First of all, he's only a 3-star player. I mean, that's pretty good. But, I mean, to do in a video like this and you're just a 3-star, I mean, is it worth the time and effort? If he had put more time and effort on the field instead of on this video, he might become a 4-star.
I want to see like the guys who are ranked like a 0.5-star. What's their commitment video?
That would be me right there.
Picking between no one and no one.
I'm hoping I'll walk on between these two schools.
My walk on commitment video.
That's exactly what I should have done back in the day.
Well,
my walk on commitment
day, they
video.
They didn't have these things.
No, not at all. I just think it's going, you know, you talk about the gender reveal. I think these commitment videos are just getting ridiculous.
They are. You're right. It is crazy.
And maybe it's because I'm not into sci-fi.
It's all about going viral. It's all about getting those likes and clicks.
But the final seven, I mean, maybe if you put that much effort into who you're actually going to commit to, not the seven teams that are supposedly recruiting you. I mean, I don't know if they are or not, but a 3-star. I mean, come on. Okay, maybe that's just.
You could do your own, you know, whenever your contract runs up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can put all the other radio stations out there that are trying to recruit you. Like
that
narrow
would
it
be
down
perfect.
To your top seven.
Yes, yes. I mean, it could be WLOU. I mean, they could be recruiting.
Don't be giving out free. They'll be calling out other stations.
Oh, sorry.
What are you doing?
Sorry. Yeah, it's not an iHeart station. Sorry. Okay, it could be KRD. How's that?
Yeah,
KRD could be recruiting.
Go over to the dark side and do Cardinal Radio.
That's right. They could be recruiting me, and I could be the biggest heel in the world. And I know you would love that.
It'd be a huge heel turn.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Did you see
Michael Bennett was a Cardinals fan all along? He got us.
No, that'll never happen right there. I can't even wear the clothes red. I mean, I don't have anything that's red in my closet, and I've never had that. But did you see where the Jetpack Man is back out in L.A.?
Oh, is he? No, I didn't see that.
You know, we talked about him, back in the summertime. And we basically had nothing to talk about. So he was, back then, he was going 3,000 feet in the air. Day before yesterday, a China airline reported a flying object and then saw that it was the flying jetpack man. He was 6,000 feet in the air.
Oh, my gosh.
How dumb is that?
Pretty dumb, if you ask me. But
especially when you got this gigantic Chinese airline jet coming straight towards you, and he's flying around LAX. I mean, one of the busiest airports in the world, and he's flying, and they can't catch him. That's the crazy part, is they cannot find out who this person is.
I don't want to fly 60 feet in the air, let alone 6,000 feet.
No. I mean, it would have to be a jumbo jet pack to be able to lift me up. So.
Why do you say that?
I think you know why.
It would lift you.
I mean, I've got jumbo over here, so I mean, yeah.
Maybe instead of 6,000 feet, it would just hover at, 5,900. It would bottom out or top out at 5,900.
59 inches, maybe. So, I would never do that. You and I are both scared of heights.
We've talked about that.
Because what's the alternative when the jetpack is out of fuel or something malfunctions?
I hope you have a parachute, I would hope.
Well, you hope so. But I don't know if that's the case or not. But 6,000 feet in the air, that's pretty high. I mean, that's not something that's just, I'm just a couple of stories off the ground. No, that's way up there.
That's insanity.
Hey, listen, it's Friday. It's the weekend. There's only one place to go spend some time, watch the ball games, and get a good glass of beer. That's going to be Halsopple Brewery, which is right in the heart of Linden. Man, they got a great job going there. You got the food truck going on and piñatas that are just phenomenal, all kinds of desserts, and they do a great job. So go see my good friends at Halsopple Brewery in Linden and tell Sam I sent you there. Try that new October beer they got. It's just great. I love drinking it. And, of course, you hear me tell on the commercial every day, the milkshake IPA is just to die for. So anyway, go see my good friend Sam at Halsopple Beer. Tell him I sent you there to see him and grab a beer on me. So, all right, we'll take our last break right now.
On you? Just tell him to put on Michael Bennett's tab?
Yeah, just tell him to put
him
on
my tab.
Yeah.
There?
Yeah, oh, man, I got tabs everywhere. So, yeah, except at KS Bar. They don't let me have a tab there.
Well, we don't even let you in, let alone
true.
A tab.
All right, I got a little thing I want to talk about when we come back, and it's about the bowl. I know how you love these bowl games, so I want to talk about this when we come back, Shannon. I knew you'd be excited about
it. Bowling over with excitement.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, by the way, go check out the website, justthecats.com. We got great gear on there if you want a hat or a t-shirt.
Shannon the Dude coffee mug.
Coffee mug. I took care of that yesterday, good. So yes. Yeah. But I'd appreciate if you do that as well. So we'll give some discounts in the near future for people calling in, that kind of stuff. But let's take our last break, Just the Cats. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
Now, see, this is one of my favorite songs, right? It's kind of mellow.
Yeah.
It's kind of Bob Dylan-esque. And you can tell, because he wrote these songs by himself or with other people?
I would assume with the band, the Wallflowers.
Okay, Jacob Dylan did, yeah. I'm disappointed they don't get played much anymore. And I guess they haven't had a CD out in a long time or an album.
Well, he went solo for a while.
Yeah. So. That didn't work out either, did it?
Not really.
Yeah. That's disappointing. He's a great singer. I mean, I like listening to him. So, all right, Shannon, I want to see what you think about this. Because I already know what you're going to say.
So why are you going to ask me then? Just tell me what I'm going to say. Go ahead.
You're exactly right. The NCAA, a couple of days ago, decided to eliminate all win requirements to become bowl eligible for this year only.
Yep. Participation trophy.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I could go winless the entire season and still go to a bowl game.
Correct. Yeah, it is. I doubt if that happens, but I bet there will be teams that have four wins and go to a bowl game this year. And you got to believe it's going to come from the SEC because, number one, it is the best conference in the country. I know I'm biased on that, but honestly, it is the best conference. And then number two, the SEC fan base really follows their teams when it comes to football and basketball for that fact, but more so when it comes to football. So you got to believe these bowls are going to be chomping at the bit. Hey, we want this team to come, and it happens to be an SEC team. So I feel like that, most of the teams, maybe not so much your Vanderbilt Commodores.
Right, no, they're going to a bowl game. They're bowl eligible right now.
But the problem is they don't have the fan base like another team, Arkansas or Missouri, does. I mean, they have a pretty good football fan base when it comes to probably attending the bowl.
Are they going to create bowls that didn't exist prior to this season?
I don't think so.
Why
at
not?
Least I
hey, why not?
Not?
You want to cash in? You want to have bowl games? Let's let every team gets a bowl game.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think this is the only way that UK and U of L will face each other? You think that's what's a lot of these big bowls, because there's been a lot of predictions out there.
We know they're not going to play in the regular season, so how else would they play?
See, then why does it make any sense that we didn't play them in the first place?
It doesn't make any sense. You know, let's go down to Florida where they have breakouts of coronavirus, but yet we can't go, you know, just a few miles down the road in our own state and play our in-state rival. Makes zero sense.
It is kind of crazy that Nick Saban has COVID-19.
Do you think they, in all seriousness,
yes,
don't you think they should just put him in a big giant bubble and let him just sit over there on the sideline and roll around and call the plays?
Here's why I don't think that will happen. I don't think it's a good look. Knowing that your head coach of one of the top teams in the country has COVID-19, and even if he's in a bubble, you kind of feel like, okay, there's still some kind of chance that he could get someone else.
Did you see Bubble Boy? Have you seen the movie Bubble Boy?
Oh, my gosh, with John Travolta.
I want Nick Saban in a bubble. And I want him with his little headset in there calling all the action.
No. I think Nick Saban on an iPad and chewing somebody out, I think that's the best one right there. It's not going to happen. I mean,
I'm going to turn this into a comedy show.
It is amazing. Yeah, definitely. It is amazing, though. John Travolta has been as successful as he's been. I mean, he's been in some really bad movies. Then he's been in some unbelievable movies.
Yeah.
That's the thing I would have. I could have talked to David Keith yesterday, probably 3 days in a row, just asking him all these different questions about the movie business. I mean,
you said he called you back after the show?
He did. He did. He called me back and says, man, that was a lot of fun.
Well, bring him on anytime.
I enjoy the guy, and I think he's really nice.
Do you think there's any way they could get us roles in a movie, like the next David Keith movie? Maybe there's Michael Bennett and Shannon the Dude in the background doing a remote, and there's like one person there. That would be a great Easter egg, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I am the king when it comes to trying to get in a little TV spot. And for some reason, it just happens. I'm so lucky. And it's not like I'm doing it intentionally, unless it's Mark Stoops back there doing an interview on the SEC network, and then I'm right there. But
yeah.
I think that would be fun. If we could do a cameo role on anything
out
there.
It wouldn't be a cameo. It would just be us in the background, like extras.
Okay, yeah.
You know, if you blink, you miss us. I don't know why they couldn't throw us in there. I mean, I feel like we could act good enough to – we could act like we're doing a radio show or something.
Well, I mean, you telling him that my commercials are horrible and my acting in these commercials, I don't think that was good for the ego.
No, it's because I'm trying to get the role over you. You know, if it comes down to the two of us, he's going to say, well, Shannon the Dude's a much better actor than Michael Bennett is. So we've heard his Hole Stopper Brewery commercials. That was all I could think of yesterday when you made him wait on hold during the break.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, man, here we got this Hollywood actor listening to Michael Bennett's commercials. I mean, you want to talk about bad acting. He's probably thinking, good Lord, this is...
I'm glad you enjoyed that.
Hey, let's go to the phone lines. We got a call.
All right, who's on the phone?
Todd.
Todd, what's going on?
Hey, guys, I enjoy the show. I agree with Shannon. I think Saban should be out there on the sideline, but you put him in one of those hamster balls. Human-sized hamster ball, and he can run up and down the sideline, but and has a little headphone on. Big A for Alabama on the side of it.
Yeah,
my gosh. Yeah, but you know, here's what's going to happen. It's going to backfire, and when Georgia wins and beats them, the entire team is going to come up to Nick Saban and just roll him all the way to the end zone. Forget about the goalpost coming down. They're going to roll him all the way out the stadium.
Well, roll Tide, baby. That's what I'm gonna say.
Boom. That ties it all together right there. That's it.
That's the best line I've ever heard.
There you
right
go.
There.
If we had something to give you, we would give it to you.
No, we do. Hey, I tell you what.
We do.
You put him on hold. Todd, that's the best line I've ever heard. You're going to get a free Just the Cats t-shirt from justthecats.com. I'll make sure you get that. Let Shannon know what size you are and your address and all that kind of stuff, and we'll get that to you, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, well, hang on a minute.
Don't be too excited now.
Yeah. So. Let's try that again. We're going to give you a free Just the Cat shirt.
I just want to make sure I'm going to get it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for that confidence.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you don't get it, we'll give you your money back. It's free. Hang on, Todd. We'll get to you in just a second.
All right. Christopher Big Blue tweeted out, Michael, can you please say rivalry again? I'm having problems with the word rival.
You can't even say it.
I know. He spelled it rivalry. Rivalry.
Yeah. Hey, you throw the W in there.
I don't know what's going on there. All right, Tennessee is picked now. The line's come down to 5.5. That sounds more in line, doesn't it, to you, Shannon? Or do you think that's still a little high or a little low?
I think that's about right. Don't you?
I do, too. Yeah, yeah. Because your prediction for this game, not the score, just because I think people predicting what the score is going to be is ridiculous. But do you think...
Well, we do it every week on here.
I know, but I'm not asking you to predict the score. You think UK wins or loses?
I think UK wins. I feel very good about this game.
I'm going to say I think UK loses. So, sorry about that, everybody. That's how I feel.
Would it be a downer to end the show?
You can slam me. You can slam
me.
Happy
weekend, everybody.
All right. Yeah, have a great weekend.
Don't listen to Michael. Kentucky's going to win.
All right, good. Thank you, Shannon. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Hey, Mike.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.